Following that, Lambeth Council approached me, and one of the workers from Lambeth Council in the arts section had come to me, and they looked around Brixton for walls, and I saw various walls, a roundabout on which someone else eventually painted a mural, and then I saw the fly tower of the Brixton Cinema, the what was formerly the Brixton Odeon or Cinema, and opposite Stockwell Park Estate. And I said, "There's your wall." And they said, "Are you serious?" And I said, "Yes. I like big things." And then we went about fundraising. So we approached this urban development section of Lambeth Council at the time. I think Peter Rees, who eventually became the chief planner of the City of London, and is now a professor somewhere. He's retired from that. He was the head or a part of that, and they made, I think it was a grant of like £11,000 or something like that. They made the funds possible for this, and I'd researched silicate paint, as many other mural artists at the time were using silicate paint in London, and I had this paint from Klangfarben in Germany, and I had the walls. Well, first of all, I was told by the plasterers, well, in order to save money, you have to key the wall. I think it was SGB provided the scaffolding again. The whole thing was scaffolded. And I got a Kango drill, and I, for like a month or so two, I raked out all the pointing vertically and horizontally on the whole, I'm not going to swear, the whole wall.